For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, we were talking about this earlier on the programme. In the UK, Deputy Prime Minister Angela Rayner has come, I suppose, under fire for her behaviour in an Ibiza nightclub where she got up with Fish, who is the DJ, and had a little bit of a dance and a bop around with him and all of that. She's been criticised by, I suppose, the right-wing press in the UK and indeed by political rivals for being unseemly and demeaning her role as Deputy Prime Minister. And for more on this, we're joined now by Ian O'Doherty, columnist with the Irish Indo. Ian, do you agree? Did she demean her role?
No, she didn't. And just as a very quick diversion, when Shane was talking about flops there and he said Heaven's Gate and Waterworld, which was Kevin Costner's thing, Waterworld was known as Kevin's Gate. And that it was the biggest flop since Heaven's Gate. And actually both of them are now recognised as classics. So there you go.
They're so bad, they're good.
They are both really, really good. But to get back onto the topic that I was asked of, I find the whole Angela Rayner thing absolutely hilarious. For anybody who wasn't really paying that much attention, there was pictures of she was on a break, and she was in Ibiza, and there were pictures of her in the British tabloids dancing in the DJ's booth at a club in Ibiza, Club H, I think it was called. So this was an old-school, classic, silly season story. You know, August for the media used to be silly season because it was, you know, the dog days of summer and all the good stories have been used up. Now, we actually haven't had a silly season in about 8 years since Brexit and Trump and things like that. Like, it's either all seasons are silly seasons or it's just there's everything to talk about. But the tabloids hopped in it. The Sun did a very clever British tabloid thing. Then they had an entirely coincidental feature beside the Angela Rayner story of the different kind of drugs people might be getting in clubs in Ibiza at this time of the year and stuff. So they were able to get a 3 or 4 day story arc out of something that should have basically just been top of page.
But the point, Ian, that what she's been criticised for is being kind of adolescent, being demeaning her role, not behaving in a statesmanlike way, not behaving in a way that becoming of somebody of her seniority within the cabinet, all of those things. Is there any justification for that? Because I kind of feel sorry for, first of all, I didn't think she did anything bad, and I hold up my hands and go, you know, je suis Angela Rayner. I could easily have been videoed or photographed in similar situations myself. Not that anyone would care because I'm not a politician. But like, who among us hasn't had a few drinks, gone out for a bit of a dance and you know, been out late? Like we either criticise them for being out of touch and in ivory towers or that we criticise them for being just like the rest of us.
Yeah, I don't think that much of the criticism was really sort of beating of the chest and genuine outrage. I mean, you'll have noticed even that the Tories in the House of Commons when she came back, I mean, they were complimenting her on her dancing skills and stuff like that. And then they were sort of making vaguely half-hearted points about, well, really, you know, is this appropriate for somebody in that role? But, I mean, Michael Gove, when he was in that role, I mean, he would remember that there were the far more embarrassing pictures of him dancing.
Yes.
And they were genuinely embarrassing because he's
a terrible dancer.
You know, he proved that he couldn't dance, or I think he might have even used that dreaded phrase. He was cutting a rug
on the
dance floor.
Nadine Dorries, who was a former Tory MP, she criticised her. She did say that she demeaned her role, that she was the Deputy Prime Minister, and she should have.
Yeah, but I mean, really, nobody really listens to anything Nadine Dorries says, you know. But the important thing to remember from this is that the person who's happiest about this story is the lady in question.
Angela Rayner?
For the simple reason that, yeah, because they're not talking as much about the fact that she bought and sold her own council house. She was invested by the cops for it. She made an over 40 grand plus profit. She was perfectly entitled to do it. She was cleared by the investigation. And now she's bringing in a law to ban other people from doing
it. Yes, yes.
So,
and that backfired from her.
People aren't talking about the fact that now Labour are taking away the winter fuel benefits.
Yeah, and maybe it's distracting from Grenfell and other issues that are
so basically, Labour are quite happy to have this being the topic of conversation.
She said an interesting thing, Angela Rayner said, Ian. She said, like, I'm working class, like, get over it. What did you think? What did you make of that?
I thought it was like, what, do the middle class not dance?
That's exactly what Shane Coleman said. He said, I don't understand this. Do the middle... I took that differently. I took that what she was saying was that this is a middle class sensibilities issue, that the working class don't care. We get up, we bop around, we don't care what you think of us, a bit like the upper class. It's the middle classes that care about this kind of sort of what things, you know, see how things seem. We're you know, the middle classes are obsessed with the appearance of things. I thought that's what she was saying.
No, well, I mean, the thing is, she likes to burnish her working class credentials. You know, she was a single mother and all that kind of stuff. And there are times when it is germane to what she's necessarily talking about. This one was, I just thought there was a bit of a working class hero kind of vibe going on with this. You know, it was like, you know, kids and people of all generations and all classes, in England particularly, go to Ibiza during the summer. It's not a specifically.
Yeah. But the bottom line, do you think politicians in their downtime can do what they like? Within reason, illegally. Do you know what I mean? I'm not talking about breaking laws or anything, but legally do what they like.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm sure Shane's been at enough after parties at Ardeshes and things like that. You know, we all know Irish politicians, and you know, they'd be well up at 4 and 5 o'clock in the morning.
Shane is smiling and going a bit misty-eyed here beside me.
Yeah, or a bit shuffly feet and embarrassed himself. But no, it's the thing is, we can't complain on the one hand about politicians being out of touch and not being like the real people, and then start complaining when somebody goes and finds themselves dancing in the DJ booth.
There are lots of
things that you can have a go at Angela Rayner about. This isn't one of them, and this is why she's delighted this is a story.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Ian O'Doherty there, columnist with the Irish Independent.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops a DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.